our hobbies, our pastimes, our leisure activities. They already seem like a luxury in terms of how we spend our time, our energy, our money. When we invite the critical eye of determining the value that not just the stuff, but that the activity plays in our life, it can open up some shaky feelings. And as a group, they may take on a persona of singularity. My art supplies, the kids' sports stuff, my gardening equipment. We see it as one big lump in our mind. The collection is often a the whole is greater than the sum of its parts scenario. While we think of them as one cohesive group, what's underneath are so many individual items that build up over the years. Many collections often begin with just one item. Often they're supporting a hobby, passion, interest, and as your commitment to that grows, so can the gear or supplies that go with it. And so can the complexity of these feelings when we think about slimming down or even eliminating a collection altogether. It's through reflecting on those individual items gathered through those years where we can find the sticking points, the barriers that we'll face when we challenge those items' existence. We've talked about many of these concepts before, and they can show up here for sure. Things like, gee, I invested a lot of money in this hobby. It used to be a big part of my life, but it really isn't anymore. I used to be able to do this, but I just can't physically do it the way I used to, and that's hard for me to accept. I'm hoping maybe I'll have time to get to do this again someday. What if I get re-inspired to do this, and I'm wishing I had these materials again? Some of these items were gifts from people who wanted to support my joy. It would be so expensive to buy all of this all over again if I ever decided I wanted to get back to it. These really remind me of important and happier times in my life. I remember loving this. I started this with the best of intentions. I'd hate to just abandon it, even though it was a long time ago. These were great when I started, but I've really advanced my skills beyond these basics. Sometimes followed by a clause of, these would be good to hold on to if someone I knew wanted to get into this as a beginner. We've been through versions of these week after week. Your stuff is screaming with waste, guilt, bargains, convenience. Remember who you used to be. As you wrestle with them on the way out the door. My hope for you this week is that you're able to listen to those barriers or these rationalizations and justifications that come up, and you're able to ask yourself, what is the real role these items play in my life today and in my foreseeable future? Why am I valuing these items as more important than the other things I've been working hard on all this time? Struggling with storage space, cleaning, maintenance of spaces. What am I gaining today by keeping these items? Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it were easy, you'd be done by now.